BetSmart principles of punting success. Don't let one factor put you off a bet. The game of punting is all about making good decisions in the face of uncertainty. That uncertainty can come in three forms. It's information we don't have about a horse prior to the race, such as how fit is the horse, if it's first up or off a break, has it had a setback, what tactics will be adopted, how does the horse actually feel on the day. The second is uncertainty that is presented by the information we do have about each horse. For example, it may be trying a new distance for the first time, racing on a wet track for the first time, be drawn what looks a problematic barrier, and possibly be unsuited by a track pattern among numerous other things. The third is uncertainty about what happens after the barrier is open. How do horses jump? Are they slowly away? What split-second tactical choices will a jockey make? And what influence will all of those things have on the pace and the outcome of the race? Now, your success as a punter is directly related to your ability to make good decisions in the face of all this uncertainty and react appropriately to the outcomes. One of the traps that is easy to fall into as a punter is to think that any uncertainty surrounding a horse or a race means that it must be a poor bet. The saying, it ticks all the boxes, is a common one where we gain confidence from the fact that there is absolutely nothing to doubt about the horse in the race. If you see a horse is in good form, has a recent run to be fit, it's won at the track, the distance in the going, it's drawn an inside barrier, it has a good jockey and a nice weight, then it must be a good prospect, right? How can it not be? But ticking all of those boxes doesn't necessarily make a good bet. In fact, if I research fancied horses that had all of those traits I just described, then their overall return is actually marginally inferior to the average of overall fancied horses in the market. That doesn't mean you should be biased one way or another. The key point is that you don't need to have 100% confidence about a horse in order to make it a good betting prospect. A horse doesn't need to tick all the boxes. In fact, it can be more profitable to back horses where you are facing some uncertainty. Remember, good bets are not about the confidence you have of the horse winning, but about the confidence you have that the price of the horse is better than its winning chance. That can come from directly assessing the price a horse should be and being confident that the price on offer is value, or simply understanding the way that betting markets value individual factors and where smaller inefficiencies lie that can help you to make more profitable betting decisions. And that leads me to one of the key principles I maintain about making my own betting decisions. And that is, I never let uncertainty about one factor alone put me off a bet. What that means is that if everything adds up about a horse, but it's stepping up in distance for the first time, then I don't let that put me off. I accept that it's an uncertainty, but know from both research and experience that the market is a little inefficient in the way it values that factor, and I'm actually getting the right price, even better than that, to take the risk. In the example research I mentioned earlier about horses that tick all the boxes, if I keep the same rules, but only include those that haven't won at the distance, then the return is actually 50% better. In general, horses up to $10 in the market that have never won at the distance are on average 2.8% on turnover more profitable than those horses that have won at the distance. That's massive. Similar principles apply to horses that have never raced or won on a wet track, are drawn wide barriers, have a big weight increase or are carrying a big weight, don't have any winning form at the actual track itself. Now, of course, everything is a case-by-case basis, and I'm not talking about ignoring compelling evidence that might suggest a horse is unsuited. For example, it may be clear that a horse performs well below its best on wet ground. I'm not suggesting you should ignore those strong conclusions you naturally make. What I'm talking about is times where you are uncertain, where you're not sure one way or the other. There's a difference. Don't shy away from a good bet because you're doubtful on one factor alone. The typical factors you might worry about are also observable by everyone in the market, and historical research shows that those horses, on average, actually provide better returns. Embrace that with the knowledge that if you are confident about everything else, that you're incredibly likely to be getting a better value price about the horse compared to if you had certainty about that factor. Once you start getting into two factors or more you're uncertain about, then you have to use some judgment, but keep the same principle in mind. If it's one of those factors where the market typically overreacts, then it can be very profitable to take on that uncertainty. For example, a horse that's trying a distance for the first time and jumping from a wide barrier, if it has an appropriate run style, then these horses can be extremely profitable simply because of the way the market treats them. Often it's our own biases in betting that hold us back from achieving greater success, and this is a perfect example. The natural tendency to want to be certain about everything can lead you to being too cautious and zeroing in on horses that are in fact less profitable than other horses you actually liked but let yourself get put off by one factor. So keep that in mind going forward when making your betting decisions. Reflect on what you like about a horse and why you might be doubting it. If it's just because of a little bit of uncertainty, then learn to embrace that. Focus on the value angle and have confidence that over enough bets, it will help you to increase your profits.